Starring Maggie Smith and directed by Dustin Hoffman, Quartet began as a play on London's West End. It was written by the prolific Ronald Harwood, who won an Oscar for The Pianist. As film critic Father Peter Malone told me, the film is beautifully shot in country England. It's full of music, a wide range of classics, opera and instrumental, and some popular English songs like Underneath the Arches. It has a supporting cast of singers and musicians, and it has a star cast at their best. As Father Peter writes in his review, quoting another song, "Who could ask for anything more?" However, he warns, some see it as being targeted at a somewhat specialised audience.
At Beecham House for Retired Musicians, life follows a rhythm all its own.
Well, the specialised audience is those over 70. I actually went to a press preview and they'd invited a lot of that constituency, and I felt I was one of the youngest there. But I think a lot of people will enjoy it. The cast is very good. The music, right throughout the film, classical music is beautiful. Quite a lot of touches of comedy as well.
Fancy for a little rumpy-pumpy.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, rumpy-pumpy?
So, an insight into an old people's home.
Welcome to Beecham House. Your room is a beautiful suite in what we call the B-Wing.
Sounds like a prison.
But an entertainment, I think, that a lot of people will enjoy.
Move those hips!
This is not a retirement home. This is a madhouse.
It makes me think of the best exotic Marigold Hotel.
Well, it may be that the English industry is acknowledging that there's an older audience. Although for the years that I was in England, I must say, I didn't see older people going to the cinema very much. Whereas here in Melbourne, they have busloads going to Quartet and had busloads going to the best exotic Marigold Hotel. Maybe it's the weather, but a lot of older people join the particular distribution group's club and go to the cinema quite a lot. So Quartet is doing very well in Australia at the box office.
If I'm not mistaken, it's the first film that Dustin Hoffman has directed.
Yes, he's waited 75 years or so to do it. He does it with the light touch. It's very British, and I'm impressed how he kept the British flavour. I'd seen the play on the stage in the West End in 1999 and had enjoyed it, and I'm surprised it's taken so long for the author, Ronald Harwood, to make it into a film. He's a very prolific writer. He got an Oscar for The Piano Player, is it?
The Pianist.
The Pianist, yes, Polanski's film. So he does very interesting and popular work. This is one, anyhow, with his light touch. And speaking of exotic Marigold hotels, Maggie Smith is in both. She's a bit less haughty in this one than she was in The Hotel. She has her moments, of course. She's a diva.
Boys, I know who it is. As large as life and twice as terrifying.
And it's a bit below her dignity coming to this home for the retired musicians.
Poor thing, she's having such a hard time.
And her former husband is there.
They were married once, but it didn't work out.
We were different people then.
And he's played very, very well by Tom Courtney. I was very impressed with his rather quiet performance.
I don't think I want to sing with Jean again.
But there's a very ebullient singer who's becoming a bit Alzheimer-ish, and she's played by Pauline Collins.
This is the first time we've seen each other in God knows how many years.
97.
Is it really that long?
Very entertainingly. And the fourth member of the quartet who are going to sing from Rigoletto is Billy Connolly.
I have a brilliant idea.
What is it?
Oh, I can't remember. What is it?
A bit more subdued than usual, but his cheeky self again. So with that combination, I think audiences can be assured that they're going to enjoy the performances.
Well, from what I saw, it looks thoroughly enjoyable. I had a laugh.
Yes, he's a bit cheeky, but it's Maggie Smith who says the rude word at one stage.
I'm going to say something very rude.
Which is enjoyably shocking.
You.
And she's telling someone off, yes, with a fair amount of energy. So It's got all kinds of moments and quite a lot of pathos, really. The thing is that the supporting cast consists of a lot of former singers and musicians, and the final credits are very nice. They have the photos of the actors as they were and explains what their high point in their careers. So the credits are worth watching just to see who's who and what they did.
Do you think the fact that Dustin Hoffman himself is now a ripe 75-year-old has actually made a difference to the film? It's the kind of film that an older director would probably do better.
He brings a lot of exuberance to the film, and in fact the cast do.
Why do you persist in flirting with me?
Older man, vintage wine, seasoned wood.
And I suppose they're reminding us that old age isn't necessarily a very sad and somber kind of time of life, but there can be quite a lot of zest.
Their love of life is infectious. They inspire us.
There's a very good scene where Tom Courtney actually is teaching some of the young people around the home music, and there's a discussion, a comparison between opera and rap, and he does it very, very nicely and opens up, you know, our thinking about the nature of music and how we can express our emotions through music.
Everybody thinks that opera and rap are two completely different things. It's just talking for us, and for you it's just the way that you sing.
So there's all kinds of little things like that throughout the film as well.
It's not too late.
You're telling me to go out and smell the roses.
I'm telling you to sing.